Phone Boy Speaks, episode 441, More Than Great Coverage.
In episode 433, I talked about P-Cell, which was something that was being put out there as a way to improve your cell phone service. And it's a technology that would have to be adopted by operators because it involves deploying antennas and such. But these antennas would supposedly allow you to utilize the entire spectrum rather than just a little fraction of it. It turns out that that's not really, you know, that's just kind of like the opening act of the technology. And I actually found an article that explains with lots of mathematics and stuff how the P-cell stuff could actually work. And it's, I'll have to say, it's a bit over my head. Although I think it was the first time I've, this is having taken linear algebra in college, is the first time I've seen linear algebra and went, wow, I think it actually has a practical application. Anyway, neither here nor there, but it's I'll link this to you in the show notes, and you can go read it for yourself. But I think the conclusions that the author of this article draws are much more interesting, because it's not just communication, right? I mean, one of the bigger challenges I think we have with these mobile devices, with all these radios, is that they need to be powered, and they need to be charged, and they need to be plugged in. I mean, I have to keep my iPhone plugged in, regularly to keep it charged and keep it so that it'll be useful. I mean, what would be cool, right, is, the idea that Nikola Tesla had been promising, more than a century ago, was the concept of wireless power, right? Being able to, essentially get power from the air to power your devices. And so you wouldn't have to ever plug your devices in because it would be getting the power from the air. And if you read through this article, this is one of the things that is highlighted, is that this P-cell technology actually makes the, or it could be the underpinnings for essentially wireless charging. And it turns out that Steve Perlman, the guy who came up with the whole P-cell thing in the first place, actually filed a couple of patents related to that. So this is, and so if you put enough of these P-cells out there, yeah, I mean, that solves the electric car problem too, right? If you can get power from the, essentially from the air, then you don't need to plug your car in either. But, cars are significantly bigger and require significantly more power than a mobile phone handset. And so, they say that the math for this is fairly safe, and they discuss some of the issues with wireless power in the past and how this technology conveniently sidesteps that. Now, of course, this is until I see a practical application of it, or a practical product of it, it's going to be, it's hard to judge whether this is the real deal or not. And of course, there could be other innovations that make this stuff seem like child's play. But until I see a practical implementation of it, it's going to be hard to judge that is anything other than vaporware at this point. But I like the possibilities. I like the fact that maybe we could have, in addition to better communications, which is always a good thing. But really, I think that is the bigger issue with all of these communication devices is power, and that's something that we haven't been able to make a quantum leap on, because battery technology hasn't evolved very much in the last 20 years, I will say. There's been some incremental improvements, but for the most part, our mobile devices are becoming more and more power hungry, and the batteries aren't really keeping up with them. And I know Apple tries to do things with their iPhones, and the bigger phones allow for bigger batteries. But the fundamental issue is that you need a battery, and if you always have to plug it in, then how useful is it to be on battery? So the batteries don't last long enough. So I think at the end of the day, we need something like this. It's just going to be a matter of time before it gets out there. But I think that would be really cool. But then you get the question of, okay, well, who pays for the power? How do you bill for it? So once they provide this technology and this capability, then it becomes a question of who pays for it. And so, or how you make people pay for it. And so I think they'll find a way to solve that issue. And I have that's an easy problem to solve in comparison to getting the technology rolled out that actually will do it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.